afternoon, a high of 80. It's 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The investigation continuing in Winder, Georgia for a motive in the school shooting that left two students and two teachers dead. A 14-year-old in custody. ABC's Andrew Dimbert also says he was known.
Investigators say the teen had been on the FBI's radar for more than a year. The FBI says agents received tips in May of last year about threats to commit a school shooting. Investigators determined the threats came from then 13-year-old Colt Gray, who denied making threats at the time. The FBI says the teen's father stated he had hunting guns in the house, but his son did not have unsupervised access to them, and there was no probable cause to take action. And the local sheriff's office determined the threats could not be substantiated.
Judge Tanya Chutkan hearing arguments today over Donald Trump's January 6th election submersion case in light of the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling. UK prosecutors dropping charges against Harvey Weinstein, saying they would have a hard time getting a conviction. This is ABC News. Two popular online retailers are now in the crosshairs of the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
The brightly colored up-tempo ad promises deep discounts.
Download the Temu app and shop like a billionaire.
But U.S. regulators say Temu and fellow Chinese-based retailer Shein may be selling products that don't meet this country's safety standards, specifically baby and toddler products. Shein says it prioritizes customer safety. Temu insists that it requires its third-party sellers to comply with all regulations, that it will cooperate with the U.S. probe. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Going up for auction this month, a film of President John F. Kennedy's motorcade racing to the hospital after he was fatally shot in Dallas. The footage just misses the limousine carrying the president and First Lady Jackie Kennedy. A no-hitter in Chicago last night, Cubs pitcher Shota Imanaga, and two relievers teaming up for the final score, 12-0. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main and Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of bug tussle? No?
Well, listen up. Bugtussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bugtussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bugtussle. You should too.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take-and-bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
Wilkinson Law Group is hosting a free estate planning seminar, How to Keep the Family Farm in the Family, on Thursday, September 12th at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center. This free seminar will cover the basics of estate planning and help give you ideas on how to keep your family farm in the family. A free estate planning seminar, Thursday, September 12th at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center. No registration necessary. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, conditions are nice and quiet so far today, but that'll be changing. There is a long cold front stretching from southern Canada down through eastern Minnesota all the way down to Kansas. That'll be sliding our way and bring us a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms by early to mid-afternoon. Doesn't look like anything too heavy. Rain amounts should be fairly small, like a few tenths of an inch or less. Those will move away tonight, and we're left with much cooler air pouring down from northern Canada, with gusty north winds for tomorrow into Saturday. So definitely have the fall coats handy. It'll feel a little bit chilly out there. There could even be some scattered frost Friday night into Saturday morning over the northern half of our state. We should see a quick warm-up, though, later Sunday and Monday as warmer air pours in from the west. In fact, temperatures could be almost 10 degrees above normal for the middle of next week. The forecast for today, sunny skies early, then increasing clouds. On the warm side, with a 40% chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm by early afternoon, high near 80, southwest wind close to 10, becoming northwest late. Tonight, any showers ending early, then partly cloudy, low at 52. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy and cooler, with a high of 65 degrees. North wind around 15. Friday night, partly cloudy to clear and quite chilly, low at 40. Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy, still fall-like with highs in the mid-60s. As we head into Sunday, sunny, breezy, and mild, low 44, high 75. Monday, sunny and warm, low 53 with a high near 80. Tuesday, partly sunny and balmy, just a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm later in the day, high 84. And by Wednesday, mixed skies and more humid, chance of a spotty thunderstorm in the morning, high 85 degrees. You have a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's
It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
54 with partly cloudy conditions. Also, yesterday's high was 80 here at the studios. In the record books, the high, 94 in 1954. The low, 36 in 1962. A year ago, 84 was the high, 74 the low. Sunset will occur at 7:30 this evening. Tomorrow morning, sunrise time, 6:31. Right now, we have southwest winds at 2 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.99 on its way down, and no precipitation today. After a low of 49, we're at 54 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at some high school sport notes. The Brewers suffer another extra inning loss. Your chance to qualify in our statewide Phil and Todd's Just a Bit Outside contest. Coming up, we'll give you the key word in a few minutes as we get into sports from WRCO on a Thursday.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. It's the debut in the conference for the Richland Center girls volleyball team. Head coach Jamie Johnson relayed to us how it went last week at the Omni in Onalaska.
A lot of people stepped up, played well, 5-2. A lot of matches. We knew the second day would be tough because we were playing the top teams. We had opportunities, and both those matches that we ended up losing, we were right there against Onalaska, who ended up playing in the championship of the 2014 bracket. So it was a quality loss, I would say, there. And then Stratford, who's traditionally year in, year out, they win their conference almost all the time, close to 25 to 30 wins every year. We beat them the first set and just kind of let one server kind of upset the apple cart a little bit. The rest of it, I thought we played even or even a little better, just we had one difficulty with one of their servers, and we just didn't adjust well. But overall, come out of there, my goal is always 4-3. If you can come out of that tournament 4-3, we're feeling pretty good about ourselves. Ideally, obviously, be nicer, and if we did better. But 5-2 is a good showing. Not necessarily our highest showing, but still a seventh place out of 24 teams is nothing to sneeze at.
Jamie talked about tonight's first-round opponent in the Southwest Conference, Dodgeville.
They're the conference favorites. They're returning conference champions. They have the returning MVP. They've got, five starters back. Not the ideal situation. But, in some ways, we're really looking at it as a way to capitalize, too. It's early in the season. It might be a chance to, maybe come in and surprise them a little bit on how we're doing and what we're offering this year and way we're playing. So I guess I'd rather almost play them first on the road than even at home or down the road. I think even though we're going to continue to get better,
That is Coach Jamie Johnson. We'll have coverage tonight on WRCO FM 100.9, beginning with a pre-match time around 7 o'clock. The pre-match time sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports, and then action coming up on WRCO and WRCO.com. Girls volleyball action tonight elsewhere in the Southwest Conference. Lancaster at Platteville, River Valley at Prairie du Chien, Sauk Prairie at Reedsburg. Scenic Bluffs Conference, New Lisbon is at Royal, Hillsboro at Brookwood as well. Spiker action tonight at Wazika Steuben, a non-conference match, as the Hornets face Cooley Christian Providence. The Richland Center soccer team will be in action in the conference for the first time tonight when they travel to Dodgeville to take on Dodgeville Mineral Point. JV action at 5. Varsity will kick at 7 o'clock. River Valley is on the road at Prairie du Chien to open the conference season. Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca takes on the River Valley Blackhawks soccer team. Sugar River is at Platteville Lancaster for a non-conference match, and Reedsburg plays at Mount Horeb. High school football, several games in the Madison area tonight. Wanakee at Monona Grove, Sun Prairie East at Oregon, Milton at Sun Prairie West, and DeForest at Fort Atkinson. Games coming up on the third week of the high school football season include Richland Center getting set to open its conference play at Prairie du Chien. They lost to a very good small school squad last week, Potosi Cassville. Here's Coach Andy Troxell talking about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the state rankings came out today, and they are number one in the state in Division 7. You know, and so they're solid across the board. And that's a team that's going to run through the Six Rivers Conference, as we've discussed in the past. I mean, that's a powerhouse of a conference anyway. So I don't see a whole lot of people really putting up a fight against Potosi Cassville until late in the postseason. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they're a team that we see at Camp Randall, to be honest with you. They're just well-coached, big kids, and they're just ferocious.
Coach Troxell talked about his team and how they kind of got their second wind in the second half last week.
You know, I think the speed of the game kind of took our kids a little bit off guard, because when we take a look at the grades, you know, when we grade kids out after every single game, you know, the first quarter was rough for us, you know, but then our kids kind of settled in and they started to communicate. They started to go back on how we've coached them, right, to execute scheme, and they got better, you know. And so what we saw later on, it was just some silly mistakes, you know, and things like that. But for the most part, once they calmed down, they got into their own rhythm, played their style of football, we were able to capitalize offensively and defensively, you know, against them. You know, and I think you put up 20 against a team like that, right? You better hold on to that ball, because there's not a lot of people that are going to put up points like that against a team like Potosi Cassville.
Coach Troxell, his team will be at Prairie du Chien to open conference play on Friday night. River Valley, during the third week of the season, played its second game and losing by a touchdown to the Dells last week. I talked to co-head coach Dan Makovic about the game.
The game was such a great game. The offenses were clicking on all cylinders for both teams. The Dells, their game plan was to get to the edge. They did a great job of getting to the edge. We tried to make some adjustments, which we did. We had some success stopping them. We gave our offense some positions or opportunities to score, and they did a great job. I was really thrilled with the way that they came out and executed. And then at the end, when we needed a big stop, we were able to get it, and the offense was trying to put it in the end zone at the very end to win the game, and we just came up short.
River Valley will be at Dodgeville on Friday night. You can hear that call on the WRCO Facebook page coming up on Friday, beginning with a pregame time at 6:40, kickoff time 7 o'clock. And the Ithaca Bulldogs were doing battle last week. They shut out Wazika Seneca Steuben, and it was a 26-0 win. Co-head coach David Klang talked about the shutout.
I thought we did a really good job. We were able to hold a shutout, which was really awesome, against a really good team. And I just thought that, like, the first half we were kind of figuring stuff out, and then second half we really kind of locked in and really were able to accomplish what we wanted to and kind of played mistake-free football. And that was kind of the whole goal. It took us a little bit to warm up, but overall we played a nice complete game and we were able to keep the shutout.
The Bulldogs will travel to Hillsboro, beginning Scenic Bluffs conference action on Friday night. This year's Tuesday Men's Golf League Championship was decided last night at Quail Run when the last match was completed. Team 9 defeated Team 5 by a point total of 56-40. Congratulations to the members of Team 9, Jarrett McDonald, Steve Sachina, Steve Davis, and Dennis McHugh, as the Quail Run Golf League season comes to an end. Also, in bowling scores from action last night, it was the Merchants League. Well, the series high for the teams belong to Gurner Farms, 28.52, Gauger Salvage, 28.22, Richland Locker Company at 27.73. Gurner Farms had a 9.89, Gauger Salvage a 9.82, Richland Locker Company a 9.77. Top series, Jason Gurner, a 6.89, Mike Carpenter, a 6.64, Isaac Davison, a 6.53. Isaac Davison had a 2.99 game. Kevin Genthe, 249. Hank McNamer, a 238 in the Merchants Bowling League. An offense that was 0 for 16 handicapped the Brewers as they lost in extra innings for the second straight time Wednesday night. The Cardinals won the series with a 3-2 decision in 10 innings. The middle of the batting order, the third and cleanup hitters, went 0 for 22 in the series. A home run by Eric Haas had tied the score, but there was no more offense for Milwaukee last night. Here is pitcher Colin Ray.
We haven't been like we were, you know, and that's kind of what we rely on. And, you know, I felt like the extra innings, they kind of come in bunches. And, you know, we've had three in the past, you know, less than a week. So, you know, that's, again, that's just baseball, I guess. But, you know, we'll get back to it.
Brewer manager Pat Murphy talked about their struggles on offense.
Stuff that's going on with us right now is like, get a weather, we're bound to hit a spot like this. But here's the thing, we're competing in every game. It's not like we're rolling the balls out and not playing. We came back in this game like we had to. We've got a great spirit. We're very, very young, beat up. Yeah, we had opportunity. I mean, we got a man on third and one of the best hitters in the league up and didn't get it done.
The Brewers are off tonight before starting a series against Colorado. Elsewhere last night, the Cubs with a 12-0 win. Their pitchers combined on a no-hitter, leading the way to the victory 12-0 over Pittsburgh. Miami 4-3 over Washington. Atlanta 5, Colorado 2, Arizona 6-4 over San Francisco. In the American League, Tampa Bay 9, Minnesota 4, the White Sox 8-1 over Baltimore, Kansas City 4, Cleveland 1, Texas 10, the Yankees 6, Seattle 16-3 over Oakland. Interleague action, Philadelphia 4, Toronto 2, Cincinnati 12-5 over Houston, the Mets 8, Boston 3, the Angels 10-1 over Detroit. It was also San Diego getting a win, 6-5 over the Dodgers. Only one Packers player missed the last home practice before the team flew to Brazil. Defensive end Aaron Mosby won't play in the game against the Eagles Friday. Six Green Bay players were listed as limited participants, including running back Marshawn Lloyd, tight end Tucker Kraft, linebacker Edgerrin Cooper, wide receiver Romeo Doubs, cornerback Carrington Valentine, and running back Emmanuel Wilson. The Packers didn't practice Wednesday because they were flying south. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
8:22 the time, and right now, thanks for joining us on WRCO, because it is your chance to qualify for a pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets and also for our grand prize of two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers. It's Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win contest. Here is the word you need to be a qualifier today. This time, the word is brat. B-R-A-T, not brat. I guess you can pronounce it any way you want. Just spell it right. Brat is the word to text today. So you can do that to the Civic Media website. You can do that, civicmedia.us. And you can be checking out the WRCO app right there. So download the app and text the corresponding keyword. Again, the word is brat today, which could make you a winner. Be listening for your chance again tomorrow to get into the contest to qualify. I'd really like to be at that premiere of the movie, The Story of the 1982 Brewers, next week as well, and a chance to be in a hotel for a night and a $100 Quick Trip gas card, all a part of that as well. And you can be listening to WRCE this afternoon and the Todd Allball Show. He'll be giving you a keyword on his show between 1 and 2 this afternoon or via the Civic Media app. Thank you for joining us today on WRCO Radio. Travis Wilson has some sport news next.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business?
If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Coaches' polls for volleyball and soccer, plus a look at big football games for week 3. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The first Wisconsin Volleyball Coaches Association Girls Volleyball Coaches poll was released earlier this week. Two-time defending champ DSHA is the number one team in Division I. It's Luxembourg Casco leading the way in Division II, with Cuba City the top-ranked D3 squad. Fall River gets an early edge in the Division IV rankings, while last year's runner-up Newman Catholic occupies the top spot in Division V. The initial boys' soccer rankings were released by the Wisconsin Soccer Coaches Association as well. Defending champion Middleton is the top team in Division I. Homestead holds an early edge in D2, with Pius Catholic on top of Division 3. The top-ranked Division 4 squad is defending champion Shoreland Lutheran. This week's Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week on the gridiron is the big matchup in the Big Rivers, as Menominee will make the trip over to Hudson. With conference action getting underway around the state, we get some huge games in the Classic 8. Upstart Oconomowoc will travel to defending league champion Catamaran. Pewaukee is welcome to the Classic 8 with a trip to Muskego, and Maguanago takes on Arrowhead in a matchup of top 10 teams in Division 1. One of the oldest rivalries in the state will find Mineral Point squaring off with Darlington for the 124th time. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Oh, the places you'll show. You can take in the show at the Richland County Meat Animals Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Show Barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
Be sure to arrive early to meet these young exhibitors and see their animals up close. Our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture. You'll find all of the sale animals in the livestock building, showcasing the variety and top quality work our youth have dedicated their time and energy.
The buyer's reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect time to meet community members, enjoy a light meal, and find the perfect seat for the sale. Your participation, enthusiasm, and contribution supports the future of agriculture and the exceptional work these youth have done.
The Meat Animals Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members. Come for the show, see the youth and your neighbors, and stay for the Meat Animals Sale this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present the Hillsboro Area Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, September 18th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. We have a huge selection of tractors, combines, harvest equipment, skid loaders, trucks, trailers, and more. This is a live auction with online bidding available. We're taking consignments of quality equipment up until Monday, September 16th. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, September 18th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Blue lights flashing in my rear view. The sheriff said, I should have known it was you. You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm riding you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. No such thing. It's like a girl too pretty with too much class. Being too lucky or car too fast. No say I've done, when I ain't never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Being old-hearted, just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. It threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the Long Branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose, and let me go. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. No such thing as like a girl too pretty with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
Daryl Singletary and Too Much Fun. Can that be a thing? I guess it can. It's 8:30 at WRCO Studio. Skies cloudy, looking a little rainy, although rain's not mentioned until early afternoon today, a 40% chance of that. So we could be in line for a little bit of precip today and early tonight. Here's a song called The Fall of Summer. It's Scotty McCreary on FM 100.9.
Warm breeze blows in, I think about it. I can almost smell that salt in the wind. Wonder if your number's still the same. Hey girl, I doubt it. I haven't called it since God knows when. Since moonlight on the shoreline, heart with my name next to yours, some memories stick around like white sand in the floor. You said when I miss you when you got back home to Dallas, and I said you ought to come see me and stay. You're the one who taught me how heartbreak happens, feeling the sting, then watching it fade. Runner.
On WRCO FM 100.9. Remember, you can download the Civic Media app from the Civic Media website. You can download the WRCO app, WRCE as well, and give us a text. Text the word BROT right now for a little while longer this hour, and you'll be in the running for a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats. Very nice seats for the September 22nd game, and you'll also be in for the grand prize drawing for the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers. So keep your chance to win open there. Give us a text, and we'll be giving you one more word tomorrow and then wrap up the contest on Friday. So a couple of more chances to qualify. Our trivia question of the morning is coming up in a moment.
Oh, the places you'll show. You can take in the show at the Richland County Meat Animals Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Show Barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
Be sure to arrive early to meet these young exhibitors and see their animals up close. Our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture. You'll find all of the sale animals in the livestock building, showcasing the variety and top quality work our youth have dedicated their time and energy.
The buyer's reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect time to meet community members, enjoy a light meal, and find the perfect seat for the sale. Your participation, enthusiasm, and contribution supports the future of agriculture and the exceptional work these youth have done.
The Meat Animals Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members. Come for the show, see the youth and your neighbors, and stay for the Meat Animals Sale this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5. Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take-and-bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Tough trivia time on this, our Thursday morning get-together. The trivia question of the day is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special. We have a lot of TV Western fans out there, so we go back to a TV Western theme. And this is a tough one. See if you can identify this one. There have been lots of TV Westerns on over the years, and this is one of the early TV ones. So see if you know the Western by its theme. Can you name that Western by its theme? This morning, the winner wins from TriStar Gifts and More.
It was the 14th of October, and that t-shirt off your shoulder. I was drunk, said I was sober, and you said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in. You took my hand, and we pretended like I was your guy. Whoa, and I tried to guess your middle name for 30 minutes, but we played that game. That mango reader you were drinking, and that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable. Dancing, we were buzzing, taking shots like it was nothing. Did the running, and you loved it, yeah, you laughed out loud. You brushed away your blunder, and you kissed me out of nowhere. I can still show you the spot where everything went down. Whoa, I told you I was gonna marry you. You probably didn't think that it was true. Girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable.
sleeping that man.
Thomas Rhett on WRCO Radio. We have discovered our winner today. Congratulations to Rita Tracy. Pretty amazing. I guess they watch a lot of Westerns in their house. What you're hearing is the TV theme from the Western Laramie. It aired originally on NBC from 1959 through 1963, and I'm sure still being played somewhere today. Those Westerns seem to never go out of style, but I remember seeing it a few times over the years in reruns, and Robert Fuller as Jess Harper, and Robert would wind up about 10 years later on one of my favorite television shows called Emergency. He played a doctor at Rampart Hospital on the show Emergency. But Laramie, the correct answer today. Way to go, Rita. She'll be enjoying a great prize, courtesy of TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch.
Tiptoed in a room, I know you got to have your rest. Just come lay beside me, I've been waiting since you left. She's sweet to me, must be the luckiest man alive. Did I tell you, baby, the joy of my life. First time that I saw you, you took my breath away. I might not get to heaven, but I walked with the angels that day. Did I tell you, baby,
Chris Stapleton on Country and Community, WRCO. We'll have some community conversation coming up during the morning show time between 9 and 10 today. We've made it to 60 degrees on our trek toward 80 later.
Planning a party for a Packer, Brewers, or Badgers game? They've got you covered at the Richland Locker. Try the new fully cooked barbecue smoked wings, savory Italian-style beef, tender barbecue pulled pork, or delicious meatballs. And don't forget their famous summer sausage and snack sticks. Pair it with a cold craft or domestic beer, over 100 varieties to choose from. The Richland Locker, your one-stop shop for game day essentials. Stop by today.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Are you a skilled mechanic who loves working outdoors? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort is hiring a golf and groundskeeping maintenance mechanic. This full-time, year-round position offers a unique opportunity to keep the beautiful grounds in top shape. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Join the House on the Rock and make a difference every day.
Oh, the places you'll show. You can take in the show at the Richland County Meat Animals Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Show Barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
Be sure to arrive early to meet these young exhibitors and see their animals up close. Our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture. You'll find all of the sale animals in the livestock building, showcasing the variety and top quality work our youth have dedicated their time and energy.
The buyer's reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect time to meet community members, enjoy a light meal, and find the perfect seat for the sale. Your participation, enthusiasm, and contribution supports the future of agriculture and the exceptional work these youth have done.
The Meat Animals Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members. Come for the show, see the youth and your neighbors, and stay for the Meat Animals Sale this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. 9 o'clock news right around the bend. Happy trails time as well. We're up to 62. Here's Tanya Tucker.
Well, I was up all night wondering what to do, thinking that I ought to just forget about you, but it's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late. When you walked in, I should have walked out, but it's a little too late to do the right thing now.
a little too late. Well, it's a little too late. I know all my old buddies wanna help me out, but it's a little too late to do the right thing now. Turn the jukebox up, throw some sawdust down. My jukebox gone to turn his heart.
Tanya Tucker, followed up by Glenn Campbell. And Trails Time straight ahead from WRCO on a Thursday.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving